Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, in this latest edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast, we ask, what can you do with your feet? And turns out there's one man born without any arms. He has to be raised on his own 2 feet. Stabbed his dad with a pair of scissors with his feet. Not condoning it, but you got to love the tenacity of a man with only half the amount of limbs as regular people. I can actually do a whole radio show with my feet, and I proved that with one break. God, it was smooth. It was seamless. The bloody original content was what it was. We also received a Dear Danny Lakey. Someone was very upset about their partner's breath smelling of vegetable samosas despite a lack of vegetable samosas in their diet. Plus a little Tinder takeover. I've been swiping right on Shuey Louie's Tinder account all week. She's getting too fussy. Now, I say that with a cold tone, but I genuinely do believe she's getting too fussy. Also, the world's hardest baby quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This is the best story of the day. I can't believe this is the last story of the night, by the way. This should have been at 8 o'clock tonight. This should have been prime time. This should have been the big kicker. The more I think about it, the more I love it. Not enough producer Jack and Shuey Louie are on the same page here, but how's this for a headline? Man with no arms who swam for whales stabbed his dad with a blade held between his toes.
What?
Huge. What a story. I mean, crime aside, of course, and no one's condoning go out and put a Stanley knife between your toes and go out slashing people. No. But this is a story of a man who's just making the best of what he's got. Who's decided, you know what, I was unfortunately born without any arms, but I'm going to make these legs do twice the work.
How can you even hold a knife between your fingers?
Between
your toes.
Years of practice. This would just be second nature to him. His feet would be like his hands. You know how easy it is for you to write your name with your right hand?
He's doing it with his toes.
It's that easy for him to do it with his toes. He's doing everything with his toes.
Do you think he'd be using a knife and fork between his feet?
100%. He's doing everything. What is he going to do? Hold them between his shoulders? He can't do it.
You're right.
Between his toes. This guy, he's been doing it since he's born. I think he's 23 years old. Man with no arms who swam for whales. Yes, it didn't have any arms. Swam for whales. Stabbed his dad in the stomach with a blade from a pair of scissors that he held between his toes. A court has heard. Rory O'Connor's father needed major surgery after the 23-year-old slashed him with a makeshift weapon at the family home. In a statement read to the court, victim Kevin O'Connor said his main concern was his son's well-being and that the attack would not stop him supporting his son. That's the thing. One slash-up doesn't make a bad boy.
I'm imagining him like sitting on his bum with his feet like in the air.
Yeah, I think he was. He said he was provoked. His dad actually this is not a joke. His dad shoved him in the chest with a vacuum cleaner. So he decided to fight
back. Do the
back.
Vacuum, son.
Yeah, I think he poked it. He took the end off, you know, the little nozzle bit where you suck up the dust in the corners. That bit, like, fun to like sort of get like marbles and flies and stuff. You're at flick. I think he shoved him with that. Man's bit back and slashed him with his toes.
Knife has toes.
Don't mind this. And on 131060, don't know why you guys are minding this. What can you do with your feet?
I want to know what you do with your feet.
I don't know why producer Jack's shaking his head out there. Over the lines, please, producer Jack. People are doing amazing things with their feet.
I'll be very surprised if people are using their feet for anything other than walking. Or like kicking a football?
Probably the people I'm mostly speaking to are either A, people without any arms, B, people who've had injuries to both arms and have had to be like, oh shit, well I've got to survive by myself while these wounds heal, or maybe people who are just doing stuff for fun.
I reckon there'll be people out there who do weird things with their feet for fun.
Yeah, I reckon there are some enlightened beings out there. You've probably tried to write your name with your left hand before for a bit of an experiment. Oh, this is hard, this is tough, quite challenging. People will go another level. I went to uni with a guy, he didn't have any arms. He would skate around. He was a super freak. We saw him once grab his ATM card out of his wallet, stick it in the thing. He could do his pin, his digits, get the cash out all with his feet quicker than we could do it with our hands.
No,
it was amazing.
Couldn't.
No, 100%. It was a sight for sore eyes. It was amazing. He was one of the most popular kids on campus as well. Really cool. That's it.
Let's get him on.
People
him
are
up.
Doing crazy things with their feet. On 131060, I'd love to know what's going on. You know what? If we get some calls, hopefully we get some calls, because I reckon I can panel this show with my feet next. We all know the desk is up to my belly button at the moment.
That is a terrible idea.
Look at this button. It's going down. Move out. Stop sitting there. It's going to crush you. We're going down.
The whole desk is going down.
We are moving the desk down. It will be about 10 centimetres off the ground.
You're going to take us off here with your toes.
No, I can do it. I've got panel toes and panel fingers,
guys. I'm not being a part of this tomorrow.
We'll answer the calls next. What are you doing with your feet? And I'll conduct the break with my feet next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's the Danny Lakey Late Show. Around the country on 131060. As far as I'm aware, the first ever radio break conducted entirely with feet. Oh, here we go. There we go.
I want to know what you do with your feet.
Yeah, I do. 131060. I'm just panelling and pressing all the buttons at the moment with my toes in a radio first, and we are talking about what you do with your feet. A man with no arms who swam for Wales stabbed his dad with a blade held between his toes. Obviously not condoning the violent, heinous crime. However, I don't mind him thinking outside the box. We are on Instagram Live right now at Danny Lakey Late Show, where I am using no hands, guys, and just pushing all the buttons and all the faders with my feet. Ready? Up.
I'm nervous.
Down. Up. Down. Don't worry. Cocky. Don't worry. These are panel toes, mate. These are panel toes. As we go to Jodie, I'll just pop her up on the phone. Jodie and Queanbeyan. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, just panelling with me toes, mate. I've got the desk about 10 centimetres off the ground at the moment. I'm sitting up here like a king of throne, just playing with me buttons. Oh, sorry. What do you do with your feet?
I can open doors.
Oh.
Door handle.
Oh, a door handle. Yeah, I see. Yeah. Now, that's good gear. I don't mind that. I mean, when do you need to open door handles with your feet?
When you've got children in your arms, you've got no hands left.
I didn't even think about that. Oh, shame on me just before. Of course, this is the Hit Network with a core demographic of 30 to 45-year-old women. Of course, you've got heaps of kids. Silent effect, yeah, just for dramatic pause there. I was thinking it was just amputees and people with arm injuries. Of course, babies all the time. Well, I mean, I could, you know what? This makes me so much more... I could have a baby live on the air here. I could hold this baby all day. I'm working the panel. I've got three people in here all pissing themselves that we're about to go off air. Don't matter, guys. Look at me riding the faders.
You're getting too confident.
Ah, toe cramp.
Yeah, stop lifting your foot up so high.
It's disappointing we've only got one call because I would love to switch to the other phone line, but I'll just have to lower you down there, Jodie and Queanbeyan. Thanks for that. Cheers as I play brand new Madison beer featuring Offset with my big right toe. It's new stuff. It's called Hurts Like Hell. Plays on the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country. Mic's off!
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Producer Jack and Chewy Louie, they're licking their lips. They've had their eyes all over this all day, ever since it's come through. Instagram message? Was this, guys?
Slid into the DMs.
Yeah,
Instagram.
Yeah, okay. What was I expecting? No, it was mailed to you, idiot.
Said you'd mail.
We do have a Facebook as well, slowly accruing the likes. I think, what are we up to, 187 now? Get around us.
188.
Get around us. Instagram DM. This is where they start the letter with Dear Danny Lakey, and this is a segment that we like to call the exact same name.
Dear Danny Lakey.
Okay, so we received this. Producer Jack's given us a couple of clues. I haven't heard this before, but apparently it's something to do with bad breath. Is that right, Chewy Louie?
Yeah.
Is it from a girl or a guy?
It's from a girl.
Right, so you would have voiced this earlier
on
today.
I voiced it. Okay. It's not me who's got the problem, though.
Very important to preface that because we get Chewy Louie or Producer Jack to read the letter to add more theatre to the break. Dramatic. Very important to know that it is not Chewy Louie's issue. She's just representing the person who wrote in anonymously, Dear Danny Lakey, who will be listening with bated breath. Pardon the pun right now. All right, without further ado, this is apparently what slid into our DMs over the past 24 hours.
Dear Danny Lakey, I've been with my boyfriend for around 7 months now, and everything is going really well, apart from one thing. I can't get over the way his breath smells. It literally smells like vegetable samosas, and he's not even Indian. At first, I thought it was just certain foods he was eating, but it still smells after breath mints and brushing his teeth. I don't know how to approach the topic. Do I bring it up with him? Hint at breath mints or something? Help! Lol.
Serious gear.
Samosas.
Vegetable samosas.
How does it happen?
God. It's interesting you say that even with the toothpaste, that the samosa smell is still there because I was thinking, oh, maybe they just really like samosas. I don't mind hooking up with someone who's had like a really nice meal and you can still have a little taste of that. You know, No?
No.
Just
that,
me?
I think that's weird because then you're kind of like, how's your personal hygiene?
Oh, interesting. It's more of a suspect spell that the body is creating the illusion of vegetable samosas. Now, I like, you know what I do? Hashtag 4 years sober, by the way, guys. Hashtag every day's a struggle. I still like hooking up with girls who have had a couple of drinks.
Gives you the thrill.
Because the you can taste the wine or the vodka in their mouth. And I'm like, oh, I miss that. I remember that. Reminds me of like the drinking days. It really does.
You're like, ooh, that a rosé?
Yeah.
Buttery shard.
So I think if someone's breath smells, you can taste someone's breath, but you know the source of it, it's not that bad. But there's something a little gross about it smelling like samosas and there's not a samosa in sight.
I think this is not an issue that is that big. I feel like she can definitely, you know, mention it to him and then he can go maybe the doctor because, I don't know, smelly breath like a can sometimes be an actual
I've heard rumours of halitosis is something.
I think it can be an actual disease. But I think 7 months is kind of at that point where you're at that, you know, is this long term or do we kind of just call it quits here? And if she's not that into it, I don't know if I could handle the old veggie samosa for another couple of months.
I'm with you. She's at the smelly breath crossroad, guys.
Yeah.
And to be honest, me, and maybe she's a better person than me, and I'm sure there are people better out there than me, but that's a deal breaker for me.
The veggie samosa?
Natural vegetable samosa breath. Couldn't do it.
No way. It could be so much worse. At least it's like vegetable samosas, which are delicious.
but that's the thing. Like, the breath is creating the veggie samosa. That, can you imagine in the morning?
I know, like a one-off.
Like 10 veggie samosas.
Okay, but every morning just having a veggie samosa for Bricky.
Nah, and you fast forward 10 years down the track, you've got like this sexless marriage and you're not even attracted to each other anymore. You wake up next to them in the morning. They do like some sneeze or just a big yawn.
Do you
cop samosas. You're thinking, what the hell have I done with my life?
Do you think that they're like, you know how sometimes when you breathe, it kind of just like wafts around you? Do you think like if you're stuck in a room with them, other people could smell the veggie samosa?
It's going to permeate the room. It's going to 100% permeate the room. I couldn't be kissing that. 13, 10, 60. I mean, maybe you've had someone who's had smelly breath before. Maybe you've got halitosis. Did your breath smell a veggie samosa? Is this a common sign? What does this lady do? She's done a Dear Danny Lakey. I reckon just call it quits. I reckon quit while you're ahead. You put up with the samosa breath long enough. 13, 10, 60. A lady is dating a man 7 months. He's got breath that stinks of vegetable samosa. Does she tell him? Does she leave him? What does she do? Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show. Around the country, we've got a Dear Danny Lakey.
Dear Danny Lakey.
Coming through on the Instagram over the past 24 hours. We heard it just before. Someone wrote in a woman who's been in a relationship with a man for 7 months. Everything is going swimmingly. Everything. Apart from that, his breath smells like vegetable samosas.
Which is huge.
I reckon that's a big kahuna. That's a real fork in the road moment for the relationship. Apparently 7 months. It's been going, the vegetable samosa. Dare I say she would have thought, like, she would have shoved it to the side first date. I reckon wonder how many dates it's taken her to realise that that's his natural breathy smell.
I feel like that's like something that would throw you off from coming back from a second date. I feel like if you're 7 months in, you've already like become accustomed to it.
She's used to it.
I think you can get away with the first couple of dates and she may think, oh, he just loves his samosas. He's obviously had a chow down before he's came and met up with me. And slowly over time, it's just crept up and I go, oh my God, he's not even eating any vegetable samosas. This is just his tongue bacteria.
This is a natural
smell. Yeah. Apparently he brushes his teeth and everything. Doesn't stop the smell. Is it enough to break up with someone or should she persist through it or should she talk to him about it? Is it a medical issue? I don't know. I'm not the doctor. We don't have all the answers. Says in Guildford. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very good. Thank you. Now, it says here that you're Indian and in the letter that was written, she clearly stated that he was not Indian. I mean, I'd like to just preface that anyone out there, whether you're Indian or not, is allowed to eat vegetable samosas. What do you think?
That's nothing, mate. I mean, I think a vegetable samosa is okay. It's a pass at my place. I've been married for 7 years now. We have this rule. You know what it is? We realise that you reek whatever you eat. So it doesn't matter what you're eating. Whatever that smell that comes from you, whether it's from your mouth or wherever from, it's what you've eaten, mate. And if you've had a vegetable samosa, she needs to tell him straight out. Like, if my husband has had chicken korma, and let me tell you, that reeks. I hate that smell. I tell him, You need to brush your teeth. You need to gargle. You gotta have some mint, and then we're gonna go into bed.
100%. But I think the problem lies here is that he's smelling a vegetable samosas even when he doesn't eat vegetable samosas.
Just his natural
That's
smell.
That's the thing.
I think he needs a detox.
From what? How can you detox from vegetable samosa if you're not having any vegetable samosas? It's the veggie samosa paradox, and not many people are finding ourselves in it. As far as a scale of 1 to 10 on things that you could possibly smell like, I think anything, no matter how delicious the savoury food may be, if you smell like it and you're not eating it, it turns rank in your brain.
It's bizarre.
You're looking for a natural sweet smell. If I had a girlfriend and her breath stunk of bubblegum, wouldn't be complaining. Even if she didn't chew any bubblegum. I'd be like, that's a weird, freaky twist of nature, but I'm down with it.
But you'd still go savoury. You'd still even get sick of that. And that's the thing. Like, you can love vegetable samosas so much, but kissing someone every day for 7 months and stinking of a veggie samosa, it's not good for anyone.
Could she feed him a veggie samosa every day and never tell him and just be like, I just love the way you eat vegetable samosas. And maybe that could kick, like, the actual demon in the head, maybe. Yasa! Yasa!
Yas!
Yes.
Yep, that happens.
Yeah, you would have heard that a million times before, Yasa. Yeah,
my wife.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, so definitely talk about it. It could be like bacteria in his mouth somewhere that's causing that smell.
That's what I think.
But similar issue with my partner. It was happening for a couple of months. And his breath was like, I would say vegetable samosas, but it was something savoury, but something that I didn't like.
Yeah, right. What did you say to him?
Oh, well, like, I just give him more gum over and over again. And then it got to a point where when I just brought it up, saying, hey, have you noticed I'm giving you a lot more of my gum more frequently? And you smell like this even after you brush your teeth. Should we go see a doctor about it?
Oh, that's an awkward combo.
My hair standing on end. I couldn't do it. Oh, God, I couldn't.
I just straight up said it. And he's like, are you serious? He was pretty cut. But then we investigated. As it turns out, it's his diet. He was having, like, a really healthy diet. And it was actually the smell of him burning fat from his breath.
Well, it's so funny you mentioned
coming from his gut.
It's so funny you mentioned this, Yasa, because a little later on we are discussing keto crotch, which is something with people on the ketogeno diet, how their genitals start to smell.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
It's something in his diet. He needs more carby samosas in his life. No doubt about it. Thank you, Yasa. Cheers, appreciate it. I mean, they'll be listening in. I think maybe feed him more samosas. God, I don't know. I don't know. I'm pretty closer to the actual conclusion of that. They'll be listening in, no doubt. And maybe, with a hint, there may be vegetable samosa breath listening in as well, going, oh, shit.
It's me.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Martin to take over. Whoa. Shoey Louie's finding love for sure. Martin to take over. Whoa. I'm gonna swipe men right lots more.
Yeah. And boy, have I been swiping way more men right than you're used to, Shoey Louie.
Fingers going all day.
There are a lot of good guys on that app, mate. You're so dismissive these days. You're not a dismissive person in real life, but I think that app casts spells on people like you. You're used to all these creeps and you only remember the creeps and the unsolicited dick pics. And you just see the worst in every man. No, lefty's wearing sandals. Oh, no, his name's Dustin. Left.
That's a fair call.
There's a parrot in the background of that fourth photo. Left. Nah.
I'm a picky gal.
No need to be picky, mate. There's plenty of good roosters out there. And I've been taking over your Tinder account. I've been chatting with the lads. They obviously think that I'm chatting to you. And I'm getting into the character. I'm thinking, what would Shoey Louie say in this kind of scenario?
Oh, my God.
There's a whole heap of men that I've been speaking to. May I just say, unsolicited dick pics, bloody myth. I haven't got one so far, and I'm bloody disappointed about that. A lot of roosters on the app, that's actually a myth as well. I have had to search far and wide for attractive people, and that's actually a mini confidence boost for me because I'm actually one of the more hotter guys on
there. How many guys have you been chatting to?
20, 25?
Oh, my God, Danny.
Guys aren't writing about me. So that's another thing I've written. They're not writing in the blurb section. They just rely on their photos. Write a little blurb, lads.
Nah,
write a little
blurb's
blurb.
Not a fan of the blurb.
Nah, and there are plenty of really genuine guys out there. So, I mean, pick a number between 1 and 6, and I'll give you a little backstory. There's heaps of lads that I've been speaking to, but I've highlighted 6 for tonight.
Okay, let's go number 3.
Number 3. Ah, yes, Damien, 34. He actually super liked you. One of about 4 people to super like you last night. Bloody lucky duck. He's a Frenchman who loves risotto. And this is what he had to say, and you had to say.
Oh, no.
Bonjour, Louisa. Happy Monday. I've never heard of the radio station that you work for. How long have you been in Australia? It's part of the Hit Network. It's the largest radio brand in the country in 5 weeks.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate not knowing the network.
Potential soulmate blocked.
Oh, he's actually blocked.
Oh,
now.
You got rid of Damien.
He doesn't know the station. No, that's the thing. I've also got a vetting process. If he doesn't know the station, I mean, what is he?
So you just unmatch him.
42 stations around the country. Yeah, I've blocked him.
But he's French. So you know you're being ruthless.
Well, he's got to pass my test as well, Shuey Louie.
All right, goodbye, Damien.
What other men do you want to hear from?
All right, go number five.
Number five. Ah, yes, Tim, 25 years old, a vegan designer. Here we go.
Hey there, Louisa. Star emoji. Nice use of the star emoji. Hey there, Tim. Paperclip emoji. Haha, you're funny. Bell emoji.
You guys are just having belly banter.
Ooh, hashtag potential love blooming.
You guys are just...
What's the paperclip?
You're writing random sentences and then putting random emojis.
It's classic humour.
He's going well. I like Tim.
Okay.
I really like him. He might be coming in on Friday. I'm going to break the news to him soon that he hasn't actually been talking to you. Who else?
Okay, go number six.
Number six. Ah, Sebastian. He's a Colombian who's just moved over from London. 29 years old.
I like the name.
Yeah, he's pretty crazy.
Yes, Louisa, there you are. 1,000 swipes later. Where have you been all my life?
No.
Yes.
Sebastian, waving through swamplands full of averagely shaped men, only to find you, my darling. Kiss face.
You did not!
Now I'm here, what are we to do? Are you spontaneous or sensible? Pretty sensible during the week. I do Pilates and run a pretty tight ship at work, but then I'm spontaneous on the weekends because sometimes I'll choose a green juice paleo bowl and other times I'll order Eggs Benedict and chai lattes. Lol. You. Ooh, hashtag potential love blooming.
This is good.
Actually say that from
these
me?
These are verbatim words from you and Colombian Sebastiano. One more.
Okay, one.
Oh, this is Fraser.
Hey, Louisa, how are you?
He's a Scotsman.
Very pensive and very thirsty. You? How mysterious. I'm sweaty and desperate. Potential soulmate blocked.
Get rid of him. Can we also go back to the way you put on a Kiwi accent for me? I sound like a bogan.
That is exactly how you sound. Oh. We will take over Shuey Louie's account all week by Friday. There are going to be some men in here ready to date you.
I'm terrified.
I've got to drop the news soon. I'm getting in very deep with a lot of these lads, though. They're falling in love with me. They may want a slice of the lake, though.
Oh, God.
Friday night. The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Here's the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country on 1310.60.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, it is. It's the world's hardest baby quiz tonight on 1310.60. After a new intruder on Married at First Sight dropped the bombshell that not only does she have a child, but the child's name is Baby. Have a listen.
I live with my daughter, who's 3 and a half. Her name is Baby.
What's that colour now?
Come on. What's wrong with a Sarah or Rebecca these days? Honestly. Go a little outside the box. It's not only the fact that Baby's so out of the ordinary and has so much more meaning behind it in other terms. It's that this baby, or baby, is going to miss out on the joy of having a boyfriend one day calling her baby as an affectionate term. Don't you love that, Shuey Louie? When, you know, you'll be cuddling a man, you'll be having Friday night curry takeaway, a little bit in his belly button or something. He goes, baby, can you just get that? That's affection at its finest.
Even as a nickname like that, I'm not a fan.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, I see it the other way, though. She's going to be having that affectionate name the whole time. Every time he speaks to her, she's going to be called baby.
That's too far the other way now. You can never have someone just calling you baby constantly as an affection name. The baby is going to reap plenty of discouragement later on in this baby's life. 1310.60, the world's hardest baby. Quiz Madison in the Central Coast. You are the fastest fingers through. A common sign usually stuck onto the rear window of a car if you are a new parent may say what? Madison.
Baby on board.
I was going to say, yeah, baby on board, because I've seen you. You've been on hold for about 8 minutes. Well, I was going to say, you can't still be thinking of it. Sure. Baby on board is correct. I mean, for a while I thought that it was just parents sort of trying to show off that they can procreate. And then I thought, hang on a second, is it even worth driving slower around a baby on board? Like, aren't all vehicles just the same rights that you shouldn't crash into any of them? And then some wise soul pulled me up and said, it's actually if there's a car crash that the fire brigade can see a small baby inside because that sign's on the back. And I thought, well, don't I seem like a dick? Sweet. An analogy highlighting how soft or smooth something may be.
Sorry, what was the question again?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think you've got to bring a certain amount of finger food to the party if you want to be involved in the communal platter, if you catch my drift. Emily in Melbourne on 131060. Do you know the answer? An analogy highlighting how soft or smooth something may be.
Soft as a baby's bottom?
Yes, yes. Close enough, yeah. Smooth as a baby's bum is correct. Yeah, smooth as a baby's bum. Yeah. Weird analogy, isn't it?
It is a weird analogy.
There are enough soft, smooth things in life to pick from. I'd like to meet the person who came up. I think we'll go with the baby's bum for this one. Yeah, it's probably the best one. Paints the best picture, doesn't it? Okay, fair enough. You're the boss. Question number three. A popular child's baby doll toy. Who had a Swedish name?
Baby Alive?
What? Baby Alive? No. I mean, a great rule to live by, keep the baby alive, 100%. But no, I don't think...
Whoa. Stop that one up.
Yeah, no, but the sun will rise tomorrow. It's okay. Kobe in Sydney, do you know the answer? Popular child's baby doll toy who had a Swedish name.
I can't believe this is the question I've got.
I can't believe this is the first time I've called this radio show. I've been on hold for the last 8 minutes, and this is the bloody shit you serve up to me, Lakey.
Mate, you're kidding me. Nah. All good.
Sorry. Sorry. Jess in Melbourne, do you know the answer?
Is it baby born?
Well, look, I'm just going to say yes, but I think we can all learn that it's actually baby Bjorn.
Ooh.
Yeah, you thought Shuey Louie thought the same. She grew up on baby Bjorns, but thought it was baby born the whole time.
No, yeah, so did I.
Nah, never. Always pay attention to the BJ. Yes. Founded by Bjorn Jacobsen. Fun fact. Dead set. Weird that a man created baby dolls and named them after himself. And that's all true. You can check that. Bjorn Jacobsen. An expression meaning to not get rid of something good whilst trying to eliminate the bad.
Okay. Interesting.
No, that's the question now. We're back on questions.
Oh. That wasn't, I didn't even realise.
To be honest, I didn't make a smooth gear change. It sounded like it could have been still part of the banter. No, an expression meaning to not get rid of something good whilst trying to eliminate the bad.
Baby?
I gave you every chance, Jess, but no, unfortunately not. Gavin in Ferntree Gully, do you know the answer?
No, I got no idea.
Ah! Catherine in Dubbo, do you know the answer?
Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Very good. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater is correct. Very valuable lesson. We've lost plenty of babies down the sinkhole of a bath. Final question. Double use of the word baby. Final answer round. What word does Britney Spears sing at the start of her song Hit Me Baby One More Time? What words does Britney Spears sing at the start of her song Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Oh, baby, baby.
I've never seen anything like it. You've managed to score yourself a sex toy, Catherine from Dubbo.
Awesome.
Rabbit Vibrator. Thanks to Love Honey, the sexual happiness people. You can shop the sale now at lovehoney.com.au. School's out, Brittany.
Oh, baby.
Come on, Catherine. I know you can do it. Here we go.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Sorry.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Happy Cheeky Tuesday. I reckon that's probably the end of the show. I think probably hang up the boots right about there. Producer Jay, he's walking into studio. This would assume that, yes, it's time for the final break. Final break of the night, of course, with my final thought. Producer Jack has been scouring the internet, the Facebook comments in particular, trying to find those people. Not much to do apart from slander other people and get things off their chest, thinking that it'll actually change the world at some point. And Shuey Louie is busy figuring out the moment of the night. Final thought, guys. In America, if you get charged for underage drinking when you're between 18 and 20 years old, you're technically being charged as an adult for drinking before you're an adult. Doesn't make any sense. I've always thought a 21 seems a little too old, but even more bizarre that the Americans seem to stick to that. You know, within a degree. You know, the 18-year-olds here, they'll tend to start when they're 15, 16. Not that you should, but, you know, generally speaking. The 21-year-olds in America, they'll start when they're 17, 18. But it works. They've pushed them back a little bit. They've delayed the inevitable.
It's very strange because I think that they're actually allowed to vote after they turn 18. So
yeah.
They're like classified as an adult.
Yeah.
And but they're, yeah, underage drinking. You're
and
right.
And some of the states, you're allowed to drive when you're like 13. It's
what?
Bizarre. Don't quote me on that one.
Yeah, I'm not saying I think
nah, but
it's pretty,
it's younger. It's like 14, 15, you can get your L's and whatnot. Very higgledy-piggledy over there, but who would I be to say what's right and wrong? Producer Jack been scaring the internet.
Yes, so today there was a big article floating around that was on Sunrise, I think, this morning.
Okay.
They said that experts say parents should stop yelling at their kids as it reduces self-esteem and can lead to an increase in aggression and raises the likelihood of depression.
Okay. So for people who just cannot take things like this with a grain of salt, let's remember that this is one person who wrote this and came up with that. That's not like the world now thinks that. Let's not, snowflake generation! What are we going to do? This is one person, and there was a producer who had to get up at 2:30 this morning to do that Sunrise show and thought, far out, it's a slow news day. You know what's going to get it going? You know what's going to reach my social media quotas? This.
Yep.
Don't get sucked into it, people.
There's nothing that will make people more get on their laptops and write some comment is another person telling them how to parent.
How to raise their children. 100%.
Anyway.
Recipe for high social media interaction. Don't fall for it.
Tracy Clark got real mad about it. She said, well, if they did what I politely asked the first 10 times, then I wouldn't have to yell.
So true, Trace.
It's
so
true. Chase Tamsit wrote, parents say experts can shove it. And then Fiona Robertson wrote, perhaps all these so-called experts can just raise our kids for us. Because it seems that parents aren't allowed to parent anymore.
Level. Yeah, it is. People getting real wrapped up on that Facebook. It's not very fun anymore on that thing, is it? Shuey Louie, moment of the night.
We love our dominant brand game.
Love the dominant brand game.
But there was this guy at the end, Noah.
Yeah.
It doesn't even need explaining.
No, we were very excited for him. And then he forced every ounce of his courage to try and come up with a legitimate laugh. None of us bought that.
Yes, Noah!
Yeah, well done, Noah.
Let's go.
Oh, no. I mean,
good on him.
Good on him indeed. That's the thing. Sometimes people don't give us enough. And we hang about to dry, then Noah gave us a little too much. But he's been hung out to dry as well. Good on you, Noah. Welcome anytime. Dr. Nikki Goldstein in tomorrow. See you then.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.